Ready to drive more sales? Let us guide you. You're listening to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Here's your host, Yul Smith.
Charlie, I want to welcome you to the CloseTheDeal.com podcast. Folks, I want to introduce you to Charlie Davis. He is the CEO of Moxie. And if you think you're going to learn how busy that keeps him, but if you think he's busy, he's got four kids at home that he homeschools. So, Charlie, I welcome you.
Hey, glad to be here. Clearly, my wife works harder than I do. She's got the harder job of the two of us.
Yes. I love to start with this question is you're based in Baton Rouge.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing business. You need to close the deal on whatever it is you're working on. Where do you take that person to lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever it is?
You know, I have two go-to places. Both of them are longtime Moxie members. Mm-hmm. One is Rouge Creole over in Perkins Row, and the other is Portobello's. Those are two of my favorite restaurants. We have Moxie really specializes, not just helping small business owners, but specializes in restaurants. So it's hard to pick my favorite. But those two are probably the top of the list, Rouge Creole or Portobello's.
All right. We're going to come back to Moxie in just a second. One more question.
Mm-hmm.
Who or what are you grateful for that helped you get you where you are today?
Oh, wow. I'm grateful for so many things. I'm 47 years old now, so I've got 4.7 decades worth of things to be grateful for. But most recently, I would say our lead investor, a guy named Rich Malloy, who's based in Colorado, really worked his butt off over the last 2 years to help Moxie get across the finish line to raise mm-hmm. a real critical seed capital round. Mm-hmm. And so I will be ever grateful for all the work he put in, mm-hmm. just way above and beyond the call of duty.
So that's definitely top of mind as we
just, man, whatever you think someone could do, he did more than that. He did all that in a bag of chips, as you might say. It just blew me away how hard he worked, how persistent he was, how helpful he was, how encouraging he was. Talk about a guy you want to have in your corner. Mm-hmm. So I'm really grateful to build a relationship with him and looking forward to the next several years ahead.
I love it. All right. So that brings us to the problem that you saw in the marketplace. And of course, your solution, I think people have an idea what that solution may be now, but we're going to dive into that. What was the problem you saw and how do you even come up? Let's talk about that. Let's start there.
Great question. So I guess two things. One of the problems we solve is actually inefficiencies in the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a small number of economists still trying to convince us that there's an efficient market theory, but most people know better. But if you think about just going through your daily life, right? When you go to restaurants, when you go to the dentist, when you call a plumber, most businesses need more customers. Every now and then they have too many customers, but they never have the exact number of customers they need. It doesn't matter if you're a plastic surgeon or a landscaper, whether you own a snowball shop or a Michelin star rated restaurant, you never have the exact number of customers that you need. The market, even here in America, is inherently inefficient. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, there's a lot of waste. In fact, the Federal Reserve estimates that 20% of the US GDP is lost to excess capacity. 20%. So I mean, you're talking about 20% of 20 plus trillion dollars. There's a lot of waste and loss, a lot of things thrown away, right? A lot of food waste, just a lot of stuff that can't be sold in the economy that expires. And so Moxie helps people buy locally and it flips the dynamics. Most of us are incentivized to buy from large international companies, but we know it's better to go buy from the local store down the street, right? It's just sometimes more expensive. And so Moxie flips the incentives and empowers you and encourages you to make local purchases. And right now it's four small business owners. And so we're a network of several thousand small business owners, all really getting more profitable by working together. So that's the core issue that we solve is massive inefficiencies in the marketplace and helping locally owned business owners attract new customers.
So how did you conceive that? How did you come up with this idea? Where did this, what was in you that said, okay, I'm going to go solve that?
So I'm a classic serial entrepreneur. I have owned web development firms and event companies and clothing businesses and a whole host of other things. Mm-hmm. I discovered this concept about 15 years ago when I was an investor in a web development company called Gatorworks, mm-hmm. which a lot of people from South Louisiana or Baton Rouge might recognize. Mm-hmm. And my business partner joined this small barter network where people were going around town using what I lovingly referred to as fake checks to buy real things.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, this is America. It is illegal to have your own private currency here. I would have bet the house, but it turned out it's not. It turns out the federal government actually incentivizes organizations like Moxie to exist, because if we didn't, people would just barter under the table. And so what the government's really trying to do is bring it above board and give people the massive benefits that come from direct bartering with the ease of use of some sort of local currency. And so Moxie is one of those rare things where there's a win-win scenario. It's good for everybody in the marketplace. It's good for the overall economy. So when I discovered this, I set out to build a better mousetrap. I was fascinated by the idea, and I was trying to figure out if this is so powerful, which clearly it is, and it's legal, which obviously it is, how come no one's ever scaled it to a nationwide level or even an international level? So I spent years trying to crack the code and figure out, why was this one of the most fractured industries in the world? Most people have never heard of it, but if you look in every city of any major size anywhere on the planet, you're going to find a small trade exchange, an existing trade exchange, a failed trade exchange. They are everywhere. And so what's unique about Moxie is we figured out how to make the experience amazing, how to attract the best restaurants and the best doctors and the best lawyers, and to ensure that everybody on both sides of the transaction is having a great time and is protected by the strength of our currency and the quality of the participants inside of our networks. All that's really happening in Moxie is we're empowering business owners to sell things they otherwise could never have sold, and empower somebody else to buy something that they couldn't have bought, right? Mm-hmm. So we're increasing the number of transactions and the volume that happens inside of a local economy.
That's it. That's really interesting, because I think of ways that people do business to save a little bit. They join associations, they join chambers, but none of the, they don't have their own funding source or economy, where you all bring that to the table. What do you think held it back before? From, you know, why hadn't somebody tried to do this before you guys?
Several people have tried, but the reason it didn't work, a couple things. One was technology. I've got an iPhone in my pocket, and I could click a button, and I could see instantly a list of every restaurant within 100 miles of me that accepts Moxie, right? Or I could see guys that could clean my carpets or wash my windows. Or last month, our minivan, we had the windshield replaced. So I clicked the button, pulled up people that repair windshields. A guy drove to my house, gave me a new windshield, and I paid him with my Moxie credit card, right? It's the kind of experience you would expect in the normal everyday economy, but not with a private currency like Moxie. So part of it was technology, but the real problem we solved is making sure the credit stays strong, making sure that the right number of Moxie dollars are in existence, right? We're living through a time of inflation right now in the US and around the world. And most people never stop to think, hey, how many US dollars are in existence?
Right.
Or how many should there be? So the thing that we figured out is to determine the health of the Moxie currency, to make sure it stays strong and to make sure that the right number of Moxie dollars are in the right places in the economy.
That's interesting. Okay. I want to unpack that a little bit more in a second. The Moxie, the current, keeping the, can you print Moxie dollars like the government prints dollars? Probably not to your advantage, but I mean, I'm just asking.
No, that's a great question. That's a loaded question. And so the US dollar has changed numerous times over the last 100 years. We think of it as being one continuous product, but it really isn't. Before 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created, we had a series of state banks and a series of failed national banks, right? In the 1940s, it was illegal to own gold in the US. And then in 45, when Bretton Woods came aboard, the US dollar became the reserve currency of the world. Up until 1971, when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, right? So the US dollar has changed several times just in the last 100 years. Like all fiat currencies, there has to be a way to change the amount of dollars, right? The gold system, Bitcoin, these are all very finite, highly deflationary assets that you're incentivized to hold. You're not incentivized to spend. And so what's unique about Moxie is you're incentivized to spend it. We make sure that it is strong and usable. One mistake I made was trying to explain this to small business owners. And look, they're just too busy running their own businesses. So we take care of the hard stuff behind the scenes. We have our own economic monetary policy that has been really carefully developed to ensure that Moxie stays strong and valuable. But you don't have to see that to feel it. If you take your Moxie credit card to some of the nicest restaurants in Baton Rouge, they're going to accept it just as if you were paying with US cash or Visa or MasterCard.
Right.
And the proof is in the pudding. You can take Moxie dollars and go to the best restaurants and go to the best coffee shops and the best chiropractors. That's the sign that there's a healthy economy, when people want to participate.
And that's
you can have waiting lists in some of our sectors of businesses that want to join. We're really careful to make sure that the experience is amazing for all the businesses.
And it's day-to-day, everyday items that people can purchase, go to dinner, et cetera.
We specialize in B2B services.
Okay.
And consumer services, but we're very diverse. Sometimes you can buy cars on Moxie, right? Oh, sometimes wow. You can buy travel on Moxie, but we want to be your everyday experience. If you want to have a plumber or a landscaper, or I used to have a gorgeous oak tree behind my house, but it's gone now, unfortunately, and it had to be removed. So I'm going to hire a tree guy on Moxie. Like, I wasn't excited to spend thousands of dollars to have my favorite oak tree taken down in Baton Rouge, but it had to be done. Just like I'm not excited to pay for braces for my children, but if I'm going to do those things, it's much better to spend Moxie dollars than traditional money. I can save that traditional money for some other thing that I need, or I can invest it.
Okay, I want to unpack how the consumer looks at this in a second.
Before
I do that, I always love when there's an interesting brand. Why the name Moxie?
Well, I'm rocking the t-shirt, as you can see.
Do that. Yeah.
So Moxie, for those listening, is M-O-X-E-Y. Mm-hmm. It's like the word money, but we've swapped the M out for an X.
Okay.
So there's a lot going on there. The first thing is money with an X factor. It's designed to be a verb. Uber, you're taking an Uber, you're calling an Uber. It's a verb and a noun, Moxie.
Interesting.
It sounds like the classic word Moxie. She's got Moxie, right? It's a positive thing. Mm-hmm. But it's also an abbreviation for the core definition of money, which is a medium of exchange. So MOX, medium of exchange, is the core definition of what money is. And so I designed Moxie to be the way money was supposed to be, mm-hmm. right? A simple to use, local people doing business with other local people with no massive commercial banks in the middle, just an easy currency. So a medium of exchange is really the core idea of what Moxie is.
So let's look at it from, so let's look at it from the business perspective and then the general consumer, somebody who may not have a business. Okay. So how does it work? Walk a small business owner through his benefits or her benefits using Moxie. How do they get engaged? What does that look like?
Yeah. So the first thing to realize is the federal government incentivizes Moxie to use, because if we weren't, people would be bartering under the table. Most small businesses love the benefits of barter and they hate the hassles, right? The benefits are you're guaranteed to get something and you're guaranteed to sell something. The hassle is it's nearly impossible to keep track of who owes who what. And you have to have somebody that kind of wants what you want and you want what they want at the same time, right? Economists call it the double coincidence of wants. But the real issue is it's beneficial. It's just challenging. And so most small businesses would love to barter all day long if they could. So we help them do that. Reason people want to barter is because most people have excess capacity or they have inventory they can't sell, right? Restaurants have empty tables. Plumbers have extra time on their counters. People that rent cranes for a living sometimes have empty cranes. No matter what, you have some level of excess capacity or underutilized assets or resources. So you don't buy Moxie dollars and you don't sell them. You earn them and you spend them. So if you're an orthodontist that you basically put braces on kids for a living, you would never want a Moxie paying customer over a cash paying customer, right? Mm-hmm. We're not trying to compete with the US dollar. Mm-hmm. We're simply trying to compete with nothing, right? You would always rather a Moxie paying customer over no customer, mm-hmm. right? So that's the question you have to ask yourself is, do you have the capacity to handle new customers? And do you want new customers who are also other local business owners? For most people, the answer is absolutely yes. Not everybody, mm-hmm. but most people are hard yes. And the simple idea is the more things you will buy from our members, right? The more you will go out of your way to change your buying habits to start buying from other local businesses, the more those local businesses will start buying from you. Mm-hmm. And that's the simplest way to think of Moxie is, for every dollar you'll spend in our network, someone else will spend a dollar back with you. And we keep track of those dollars and make it simple by letting people use Moxie dollars instead of traditional money.
Let me pop in here for 1 second. I've got a brand new book. I'm really excited about this, called Your First Franchise Roadmap. And you can be the first to find out about it when it comes out. Check out yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap. yourfirstfranchise.com/roadmap. Now let's get back to the show. So does the person put down money, cash, to get started with Moxie, or does that dentist, that orthodontist you just mentioned, Does he have to wait till he has somebody using Moxie that he has Moxie dollar to spend?
So you never have to put down cash to buy Moxie.
Okay.
And it's one of the reasons it's not really for consumers yet. Mm-hmm. You have to either be a business owner, the mm-hmm. spouse of a business owner, or the employee of somebody who's in Moxie.
Gotcha.
But the orthodontist does not have to wait for someone to come to him first. Mm-hmm. We also give our members interest-free lines of credit.
Okay.
And so, for example, we have a restaurant owner right now expanding their business from Baton Rouge to Lafayette, and they're going to be spending tens of thousands of dollars buying new flooring, right? And we've had other people spend tens of thousands of dollars with plumbers and painters and opening new locations and doing buildouts, and we'll finance those purchases interest-free. So
Wow.
your account is more like a credit card than a debit card. So you can actually spin your account into a deficit position.
That's interesting. Now, what about somebody who doesn't have a business, general consumer?
The best way for a consumer to get Moxie is to open a business and have something, have a side hustle, or to become an employee of one of our existing businesses. We find that consumers and employees love Moxie, but they have to have a way to earn it. The purpose of Moxie is not to buy Moxie dollars.
Right.
We will eventually have consumer-facing gift cards to help you support the local economy. But for right now, you have to either be a business or work for a business inside the Moxie network.
Interesting. All right. So, okay, this is fascinating. How many businesses do you have? 2,400? Is that right?
What I heard? There's 2,500 in Louisiana, which makes us almost the largest business network in the state. And there's hundreds of businesses outside of Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. So over 3,000 businesses are already part of the network.
And you're expanding in. So you started in Baton Rouge. What was the biggest challenge? What is the biggest challenge getting this going in Baton Rouge? And I'm, you know, face the same similar challenges as you're going to other markets, but just smooth. You know what to expect now.
Yeah. So the biggest challenge still is most people have never heard of this business model,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't know exactly what it is. If you think about Pepsi and Coke, they're trying to convince people why one of their products is better than the other. I'm trying to tell people what a soft drink is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a much more challenging sale to educate the market. If you think back when you first heard about Uber and Airbnb, you thought, well, I don't want to stay in a stranger's apartment. You know, I don't want to ride in the stranger's car. It seemed like a weird thing. And now it's the most common thing in the world. And so whenever you have true innovation like Moxie, it takes a little bit more time to educate the folks on why they should be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's getting much easier. Now that we have thousands of businesses and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of transactions that we've managed, our credibility is really increasing, so it's becoming easier and easier to onboard new companies, especially anywhere we have an existing brand like Louisiana.
Okay, that's fascinating. What about, okay, so you're looking at expanding into New Orleans, for example. So you're going to go into New Orleans market. You've got an army of people making referrals to the market.
Yeah.
What do you see the adoption like, or what is the adoption like right now as you expand into this market?
So in New Orleans, we're still hiring staff. We haven't officially opened yet. We are focusing on North Louisiana from Monroe over to Shreveport and Bossier. And we're hiring in Lake Charles. And we're hiring also around the Gonzales, Ascension Parish okay. area. But the system is all the same. We do an amazing job with referrals. Like, our customers are really sticky. Mm-hmm. And once they get in the Moxie network and have a great experience, they can't stop talking about it, right? They want to tell their friends. And so our secret sauce is not so much reaching out to brand new businesses doing cold calls. It's letting our existing customers know, hey, we're about to go to New Orleans. Yeah. Who do you want to go visit in New Orleans, right?
Gotcha.
What's your favorite restaurant in New Orleans? Where do you want to go spend some dollars? And then we call those businesses and tell them, hey, we have 1,000 customers, right? They potentially want to come visit you. Do you want the customers or not?
Let me ask you something we didn't touch on. How old is Moxie? What year did you start this?
So I started working on this about 6 years ago.
6 years ago. That was the launch 6 years ago. So y'all have come a long way. So yeah. Your growth is going to grow significantly. What is your vision for it beyond New Orleans and Lake Charles and these other parts of the state? Where do you see this going?
Yeah, we are focused on Louisiana right now because as any startup, we're trying to become cash flow positive and become profitable.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier to grow locally. And then we're focused on New Orleans because it's an international city. Right. It is one of the most unique cities in North America. And so from New Orleans, we can fly people here. People pass through all the time. We can show them how awesome Moxie is and then send them back around the country to plant new communities. Our vision is crystal clear. We don't want there to be an interstate exit anywhere in North America where you can get off and not spend your Moxie dollars, right? We want to completely blanket the entire U.S. so that using Moxie is as easy as using American Express or Visa or MasterCard.
Is it something replacing a significant portion of cash dollars being spent?
No, Moxie is just additive. If you're from down here, you know the term lanyap, right? That's what Moxie is. We're trying to add 10 to 20% to a business's top line and bottom line. Like, it's a game changer for that small business, but we're not competing with the US dollar. We're not really competing with Visa or MasterCard. We're building out a completely new channel.
That's the mindset shift right there. Because I even asked that question because I'm still stuck, but you just gave clarity to it. Adding, they're at X amount of dollars, or X amount of revenue. You're adding to that.
We're completely additive. Yeah. We are no way competing with your current customers, your current systems. We're just going to bring you new customers.
I got it. All right. Vision. So I see where you're going. What somebody wants to get in, first of all, you need to bring people on in New Orleans and some of these other markets.
Yep.
Do you have a position you want to talk about, or do you just say get in touch with you, or go to the website and find out how do you want?
Sure. Yeah, they could reach out. Our website is MoxieUSA, which is MoxieUSA.com. Or you can hit us up on social media, on LinkedIn or Facebook. We're looking for sales reps in all those markets. And we're also looking for what we call the people on our member success team, right? Just helping businesses have a better experience in Moxie, helping them find places to spend, helping them find places to earn more Moxie. And so we are actively hiring all really across the state and for virtual positions as well.
Sweet. And then what about businesses that want to get on? We talked about business onboarding, but how do they get onboarded? Do they have to go through an existing Moxie person, or can they go straight to the website? How does that work?
Yeah, we like for people to be referred, but if you don't have a referral, go to our website, again, moxieusa.com, and there's an application button. You can start there. And it's pretty simple. We don't look at normal credit ratings, right? We're not worried about your credit score. We're worried about you being a quality business and being in a sector that we can bring customers to you. So, like, phenomenal sectors for us are restaurant, auto mechanics, painters, plumbers, electricians, florists, printers, anybody that does any sort of work with SMBs.
I love that.
It's really a sweet spot.
Okay. And that's a great place to button up. Guidance. Okay. So you're a serial entrepreneur. This is absolutely fascinating what you're doing with Moxie. What is your guidance for somebody who's going into business? No matter what the business is, what guidance do you have for that person so that they reach their potential and they can realize their possibilities?
That's a great question. I get that all the time. One of my favorite things to do is to help people start businesses. Yeah. And persistence and focus. Mm-hmm. Being an entrepreneur, as Peter Thiel famously said, is chewing on glass and staring into the abyss of death, right? Yeah. It is hard. It is incredibly rewarding. Most things in life that are rewarding are hard.
Yep.
I mentioned I've got four kids and we homeschool, and homeschooling is incredibly hard, but it's also incredibly rewarding. And so persistence, I think, is the most important thing for an entrepreneur, but the close second is a focus. There was a time in my career where I had so many businesses I was embarrassed to tell people. I had like lots of little businesses and they were all doing okay, but none of them were doing amazing. The cost from switch tasking and trying to do too many things is just really high. And so outside of persistence, I think the most important thing for a small business owner, somebody getting started, is really just focus, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to say no to bad ideas, but it's hard to say no to good ideas so you can focus on great ideas. But if you want to be great, like, you got to really focus on something specific and something niche that you're going to crush it. That's the best way to do it, in my opinion.
I love it. Final call to action, anything else?
Hey, man, that's it. No, I love being on the show. I love entrepreneurs. Yeah. Feel free to reach out if you guys want help. Moxie is the best way I know to help local businesses thrive, and it's exciting, but there's lots of other things you can do as well. It's the best tool I'm aware of, but if you're an entrepreneur or thinking about buying a business, I'd say there's no time like the present. Being an entrepreneur, I think, is the most fun you can have in America. Most people really should have a business of their own.
That is the perfect place to land this right there. The most fun you can have in America is being an entrepreneur. I love that. And yeah. That embodies what we do at closethedeal.com. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Man. Get those deals closed, guys. Get on the bus. Get on the field, as they say. Get out the stands.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you being on the show, Charlie. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. And that is a wrap with Charlie. Folks, check out moxieusa.com. MoxieUSA.com. And Charlie and I were just talking a little bit after the show and just looking at the market in New Orleans. Just the restaurant market is huge. The unused inventory, the empty chairs that are sitting there. Oh my gosh. Just that one sector, not to mention dentists, doctors, everything to deal with my house, from the roofing to the fencing to the grass, all those services can be part of Moxie to add, not subtract or replace, but to add to the cash flow with Moxie dollars. Wow. Charlie's on to something huge. It'd be on Louisiana for sure. All right, folks, you know the drill. I appreciate you being here. Like, subscribe, hit the bell, all those things, and be intentional and make today a great day. Enjoying up with Moxie.